Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
There's very real pollution that's happening. I mean, you want to look at what's happening about, plastic in our seas. Plastic all over the place. Anyhow, the United Nations have put out a plastics report. And the findings are actually quite startling. So I said, we have to speak to somebody. And I spoke to my producer, Senna, and I said, please, can we please speak to somebody at Greenpeace Africa? And Angelo Lowe joins us right now. Angelo is the Digital Mobilization Officer at Greenpeace. Good afternoon, Angelo. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself, Kathy, and greetings to all of your listeners.
Thank you so much for the time. So can you?
No, it's a pleasure. It's funny that you say that you're about, that you want to stop preaching, because I feel like I'm about to start.
All right. Well, let me get off the soapbox and you go for it. Firstly, can you just give us a summary of what the findings of the report was or are?
Okay. So the report, that the United Nations Environment Program, just launched, really looked at the way that plastic pollution, was impacting or perpetuating, environmental injustice, and what it found was is that sort of disadvantaged communities or underprivileged communities were more vulnerable to environmental injustice due to the sort of production of plastic and the pollution of plastic, which is not surprising. Underprivileged communities are always more vulnerable to these types of issues, but I think what was very important that came out of this report was really demonstrating how, you know, the plastics industry is perpetuating the situation, and that they're proposing all these false solutions like recycling that aren't working. You asked how it is that plastic ends up in the environment and not in landfill sites. And that's because plastic never makes its way into these waste disposal mechanisms at all. So, the long and short of it is that none of these schemes that are being proposed by the plastics industry, by governments even, are even working, and we need to outright ban single-use plastic.
Is there any reason that plastic can't be reconstituted so that it is biodegradable? Because it's very, very difficult. You know, a plastic packet that you have, that you're taking away, you've done your shopping and now you crumple it up or you fold it up and you put it in that drawer. And when you need to line your little bin, it's the most useful thing to use. So it's that they are useful, but after that, they get thrown away. Is there no way that they that they could reconstitute it and make all plastics biodegradable or plastic packets?
I think that the bigger conversation that we need to be having around plastics is not so much whether or not we need to replace it with another single use item, because eventually that will lead to similar types of issues. If you replaced it with a paper bag, for instance, that will lead to kind of deforestation, escalations and that type of thing. What we need to do in society is really cultivate a culture of reuse. And so you see this in some of the supermarkets. Unfortunately, the supermarkets that you're going to see this in are in the suburbs, where you have reuse stations. Some of these supermarkets are allowing people to refill water as opposed to buying water in bottles. There are supermarkets that allow you to buy some of the produce. And so I think it's just about making it available so that there can be a mindset shift in consumers, so that people get into the habit of bringing their bags. You know, a lot of people say that these reusable bags are more expensive and the plastic bags are so much cheaper. But if you think about it, you're making a once-off purchase of a reusable bag compared to the number of times that you're going to constantly have to buy those plastic bags. So we really have to start thinking about plastic differently. And it's up to our decision makers, because they sort of put in place the regulations for the industry. And it's also up to industry who's imposing these plastic products into our lives.
Right. And I mean, we're talking all kinds of plastics. You and I, we've really just been talking about carrier bags, but we're talking about plastics of the bottles and, You know, but there's even industries around all of that. I mean, one of the findings of the report, I think, that you mentioned is that plastic pollution disproportionately hits marginalized groups. But at the same time, it's offering, I mean, women in India who are involved with recycling, they become the breadwinners for families that otherwise would not have an income stream. So how did they balance, right. balance the report?
So what we can say is that that's one of the arguments that the plastics industry in South Africa has also cited. Whenever the conversation around a plastic ban or a ban on single use plastic, bear in mind that, you know, plastic is a very durable material. So we're not necessarily calling for an outright ban of plastic, but for these items that are not meant to be or that are not meant to be used once off.
Yes.
Now, coming back to the waste pickers is that, you know, I think a couple of years ago, the city of Joburg even said that it's saving, that they save the city billions of rands in terms of its own sorting so that these plastics can go through recycling. And so it's one thing to say that we need to protect the employment opportunity for waste pickers and then to understand that they are being exploited as is because their services are worth so much more than actually filters down to them. I think that our decision makers need to be a little bit more innovative in sustainable job creation solutions as opposed to, you know, kind of resting on a sort of very lazy and exploitative model. When it comes down to it, in terms of recycling, there's only ever been 10% of all plastic that's been recycled. Bear in mind, the plastic has been around for 60 years now. So it is a false solution because it doesn't quite get rid of the product itself. And what the report also shows is that many people believe that their plastic is being recycled, but actually their plastic is being shipped off to underprivileged countries.
Yeah, that is actually happening. But it's not just with plastics. It seems to be with nuclear waste. It seems to be with everything that first world countries don't want. They just ship to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Angelo?
And so that's kind of perpetuating this environmental injustice.
What can the yous and me's do? Okay, well, you're involved with Greenpeace Africa, but what can the man on the street do? Is there any action that we can do that's going to help the situation, or are we just bystanders?
No, we're not just bystanders. We live in a democracy. And so everybody has some sort of level of participation in governance. And I think one of the most important things to do is to try and drive the message home to our decision makers that they really need to follow suit with the 35 other African countries that have already banned single-use plastic. There's currently a call for public comment on regulations that are being amended by the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, where they're looking at extended producer, I wish I could remember this term. I always get confused with it, but I will Google it.
That's okay. That's all right.
it's extended producer responsibility. So
yes.
they, you know, it's all very much tied into the system of recycling, but I think we need to let them understand that this is a solution that has been failing. And so we need concrete bans in place. And this has really helped in countries like Kenya, where there's been a drastic decrease of items finding their way into the environment. There's been like the United Nations, they've cited it as a success. They've seen improvements in the environment. And so that's the only real sustainable solution to the plastic crisis that we face.
Yeah, amazing. All right, Angelo, that is where we leave it. It has been lovely speaking to you. Thank you so much. Have really enjoyed it.
Thanks a lot, Kathy.
And I'm sure that it won't be too long before we speak again. Thank you very much.
All right.